From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, this is the Ring Podcast post-game versus the St. Louis Blues. Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud. The Rangers fall at home, lose three in a row to the defending Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. 3-1, an empty netter to make it 3-1. The Rangers shouldn't have anything to be ashamed of themselves in this particular game, but it is disappointing because of how things kind of played out on the ice, off the ice, and why the Rangers have lost three in a row since the win, the road win Thursday in Montreal. So the Rangers lose their third in a row. They lose the two games to Philadelphia, who are playing very hot hockey right now. They are securing, they're climbing up in the Metropolitan Division and then going up against the defending champs. Not that the Rangers played terrible, but St. Louis is there for a reason, and this is the reason why they lead the Central Division. They've got the championship. They have a championship pedigree as far as they don't quit on plays. They don't quit on shifts. And they show that scrappiness that they played since the January 2019 season last year, all the way coming back from last place, all the way to close to winning the division and going on that playoff run like they did last year and winning it. So for the Rangers, we could talk about what is going on with the team as far as I think what really killed them, and I think it's quite obvious, is the Chris Kreider ankle injury that he did happen to occur early on in the Philadelphia game last Friday in South Philadelphia. So that is a big piece that they're missing, and you can't replace that on the Rangers. The Rangers don't have that kind of player. He's not a replaceable asset. And what really sucks is, as far as him going out, he had just signed the extension, and the timing of it towards later in the year when you're in the playoff race and you're trying to catch that second wild card. The Rangers kind of haven't been the same exact team. You saw their dominant play continue since the last episode with Ranger Proud and myself after the win over the Islanders. You saw them go to Montreal and play a spectacular second and third period of hockey to win that road game. And then everything looked really good going into Philadelphia last Friday. Problem with that is the injury did occur. Kreider got hurt, and then it just seemed like things have not been the same on the ice, or the intensity hasn't been matched versus the two Flyer games and then tonight versus the Blues. And then if you want to add on Shesterkin in the car accident versus Brooklyn, his hot goaltending, it's just not as the same with Gorkiev and Hank Lundqvist in net. So that's kind of how I see it over the last three games. And then that's the big question. Can the Rangers get back to their winning ways? Was it because they fought the right they fought the wrong opponents? They would have gone against the wrong opponents at the wrong time, because the Flyers are playing probably the hottest hockey in the league, along with the Vegas Golden Knights, of course, the St. Louis Blues as well. Maybe things get easier. We shall see. Ranger Proud, RP Ranger Proud, of course, writing for Elite Sports New York, and of course, RP on the Gram and as well as Facebook. RP, another tough loss. What Rangers team are we looking at right now? Because I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I'm going to give credit more so to Philadelphia, even St. Louis. Well, what's your thoughts, man? Ranger Proud.
Hey, you know, Steve, how's it going, by the way?
What's going on, man?
I don't even think it's a problem. I think it's a lot of hockey. And let's be realistic. You don't want to use it as an excuse or whatever, but got a lot of young guys on his team, a lot of guys that haven't played a full 82, you know, game NHL season. They played 14 games in a month of February. They're playing almost every other night here in March. I just think that it's a lot of hockey. It's a lot of pressure. They went from the rebuilding mode to playoff chasing, what felt like a blink of an eye. They're playing some hot teams in Philadelphia. St. Louis tonight always plays a tough hockey game. it just things, you know, just aren't going their way. I think some guys have cooled off. I think Ryan Strome has cooled off dramatically. I think D'Angelo's cooled off. You know, Panarin and Zibanejad are still doing their thing, but it's more than just two guys. Yes, the Kreider injury hurts, but you want to know something? The Shesterkin injury hurts. I think when you lose two starters in a week, the bottom line is the team is going to suffer. You can't replace either of those guys. So you don't want to blame injuries either, but let's face, you know, the elephant in the room. It's been a hard schedule. They're the youngest team in the NHL, and they lost their two top-tier players within 5 days of each other. It's going to be hard to find wins. There's no doubt about it. You look at their schedule, you know, upcoming, what they've had the last three games. They have, out of all the teams battling for a playoff spot, I think I read they have probably the toughest schedule upcoming. And we all knew that going into it. So all you can keep doing is trying to chip away. They didn't play a bad game tonight. Well, let's just say that. As a team, they didn't play a bad game. I thought Gogiev looked incredible. He played hot, but sometimes they, you know, when they had that 1-0 lead, they couldn't make it 2-0. They couldn't make it 3-0, obviously. So I just think you just got to keep plugging away. You got to keep trying to, you know, find that right combination. They seem to not be comfortable with the line combinations now that Kreider is out. You know, Steve, you saw tonight, is putting DiGiuseppe up with with Zibanejad and Buchnevich. I don't know. Maybe you try to shake and wake Kako up and put him back up there and move Buchnevich over to the other side. I'm not knocking DiGiuseppe, but isn't this why we drafted Kako second overall? And there is 16 games left in the season. If we're going to wake up the sleeping giant, would it now be the time that you try it? It's those little things. There's no right or wrong. The other night he changed all the lines around and they were playing really well. So there's no right or wrong here. They have to, as a team, hit this adversity head on and keep trying to figure it out. They did play much better tonight, I thought, than both games against Philadelphia.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you just said. It's a situation. I think the injuries and then the opponents is running into a bad storm with the wrong weather equipment. So in a sense, Philadelphia is a hot team, man. And I was looking forward to playing them when we were at full strength. The problem is we weren't at full strength. And I don't want to make any excuses and excuse, but it's been my point all season. I said over and over to you, I think we could play with any team as long as we are at full strength. We just don't have that team. We don't have that kind of, you know, our roster is not that deep. It's not deep enough to compete with a hot team like Philadelphia, who's more probably more veteran savvy, got a Stanley Cup head coach or you know, participant in Alain Vigneault. And then if you go to St. Louis, they've kind of had the same moxie like they did last year. It's just one of those things where you run into two tough opponents. Last three games since the Friday game in Philadelphia, Sunday, and then, of course, tonight. You just got to pick up the pace and go. I mean, I know I don't remember having the schedule right in front of me, RP. I know you got Washington, the Devils, Dallas. I know next week got Dallas. We're going to have a live looking versus Dallas. So it's,
Colorado, Arizona. It's a hard schedule. Look, that we're playing up against, I think – I write somewhere, everyone we play from this point forward except for one team is either in close to the playoffs or in the playoffs. There are no easy games. I mean, there are none.
Right.
Dallas, Colorado, then they play Arizona. And then the following week, Calgary, a home-and-home with Pittsburgh, Buffalo. Buffalo, I think, is the team that's not in the playoffs. Columbus, Washington, Tampa Bay, Florida, Philly, Pittsburgh, and then Chicago. It's a brutal schedule. It's a brutal schedule. And everybody's not just trying to make the playoffs. A lot of these teams are trying to stay in the top three, keep home ice for the first round. Every game is meaningful. What the Rangers get out of this, even if they don't make the playoffs, is the experience of trying to make the playoffs. They haven't played meaningful hockey in March in three seasons. Normally by the time the trade deadline comes and goes, we're out. We're done. We've done the big sell-off and this and that. So every game here is a learning experience for Fox, for Kako, for Hedl, for Howden, for all these guys, for Gauthier, for all these guys. This is a growing moment. It's you want this hockey. If you're not going to make the playoffs now, and I'm not saying that they are if they aren't, but they're going to gain so much experience and knowledge here in the next 6 weeks that it's going to make them better next year. On the flip side of that, you want to start getting some wins. You know, the problem here is, you know, one loss went to two losses, and now you're at three losses. Now you start wondering, well, you know, we're not scoring a lot of goals all of a sudden. You know, you look at the last couple of games, they lost, they scored three goals in one Philadelphia game. Excuse me. They scored two the other day. That's five goals. They've only scored six goals in three games. It's only averaging two goals a game. All of a sudden, the offense is slumping a little bit. And they get in their opportunities that'll just – the puck's not going in the net. When in last month you and I were talking about it, I mean, they could tap the puck and it was finding ways through a goalie into the back of the cage. So this is just all part of a long 82-game season. It's just what it is. You come back, you know, the Capitals are going to be a tough game. We all know that. Ovechkin always plays the Rangers hard. Of course, this stupid goaltending rotation. Now who do you start against Washington? That's going to be the next question. They probably already asked Quinn, who are they starting against Washington? If it was me, I'd start Gorgiev against Washington, and regardless of what happens, and give Hank the double game. Because after that, it's going to get really hard. But then again, the Dallas and Colorado game next week, Steve, is a back-to-back. Gorgiev didn't do too well in the last back-to-back, so he might not want to do that. You just don't know. You got to figure Shesterkin's, I don't know, 10, 14 more days away. He's taking shots, but only low shots. He still can't really breathe hard. It's only been a week and a couple of days since the accident. I don't see him playing to maybe the last week of March if the Rangers get lucky. And by that point, if they keep playing like this, it's going to be a lost cause. So the team that played tonight is the team that's either going to have to do it or not.
When we spoke last week, RP, you know, obviously these issues weren't as forthcoming. Maybe the goalie situation was Shesterkin and Buchnevich in the car accident at the time. Mm-hmm. But we were playing fantastic hockey. Let's look at Kako, for instance. He looks frustrated, man. I mean, you talk about blown opportunities. He had them tonight, man, in front of that. And that goes with the territory. He's a young kid, and he's mentally – I'm not saying he's checked out, but mentally he definitely looks more frustrated. That's not the issue. It's mental with this guy. You think moving him up in the lineup, is it time to try to figure it out, give him more time on the ice with the top guys? What other buttons can we push with Kako to make this maximize the rest of this roster in the absence of Kreider, man? Like, what else do you want to do with this?
I was just going to keep doing is what you're doing. Just keep playing him. I mean, he's getting, like you said tonight, now he's getting opportunities and he's showing a little bit of frustration. He's getting worked over a little bit by St. Louis. I mean, you're 16 games to the end of the season. If you haven't sat him or anything up to this point, which I don't think they should, but what I'm trying to say is I don't think the coaching staff should change anything now. And really, what would you do with them? You can't make any – the Rangers put themselves in a bad spot last week. A lot of people may not realize it or assert, but last week the Rangers had a concern that if they didn't make the playoffs and the Hartford Wolfpack made the playoffs, they needed to have some more players eligible for the AHL playoffs. So they went and sent – on paper, Brett Howden and Gauthier down to the minors and then recall them. By making those moves, they only have two recalls left for the remainder of the season. So the Rangers can't pull Kraftstar up now, because if they, even though they have the roster spot, because if they had another injury, they'd only have one recall left on the year. I'm not talking about for an emergency recall, for a regular situation recall. The Rangers sort of put themselves in a bind. Vinny Leterrier is having an incredible season down there. He's got 25 goals, I believe, playing very, very well. It'd be the perfect time to bring him up to help. You're not going to replace Kreider, but maybe you bring these guys up and you could find something to get some goals scored. Find someone who's really hungry, who's been up and down, you know, a couple of times and wants to be up here. But you can't risk that because you don't have the recalls if something happens. So that's the reason why we might have not seen Kravtsov come up yet, if they even want to bring him up. I personally don't know if the Rangers want to bring him up after everything that happened all year. They may just want to let him ride out the rest of the season and start out fresh next year.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't know. But you would think they didn't make any moves when Kreider got hurt, though they have a roster spot and they have cap space available, especially if you bring it up someone from the AHL. So that tells me that they're playing it safe in case something happens, because they do have a lot of hockey games, and you could see how easy a freak shot can break a foot and you know, alter your lineup. So the Rangers are going to have to ride with the team they have now and do what they've done all year, find ways to get wins.
Yeah, I'm going to still be patient. I still believe that a lot of it just is an adjustment period based off the hot hockey they were playing previous weeks before that, especially on the road. Sometimes it is the opponent. I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due, especially in the third period. St. Louis on the forecheck was just disgusting tonight, man. I mean, the hustle out of them, man. I mean, they just wanted it. They just wanted it more than the Rangers. Not to say that the Rangers weren't playing well. It just St. Louis has that more dog in them when they really wanted to put the pressure on the Rangers on their end. And then they caused turnovers. And they're so used to – I think that team's makeup is so used to playing one-goal games that it's a phase if they're down 1-0. And it showed tonight, and it showed in especially in the third period. The Blues, I give them more credit, not to say that the Rangers didn't play well, because I agree with you. They played better than they played Sunday. But tonight, man. I mean, it's just a veteran team who's been there, and they've got the confidence, and they showed it tonight on the ice, going on the road. It wasn't a problem for them. They've gone to some tough arenas last season, got the job done. So coming into the Garden, it wasn't going to be an issue for the St. Louis Blues. So we got to move on. So we got a couple of games coming up this week. Like you said, you got the home game in two nights versus the Capitals. That's a rivalry game. They're going to bring offense. And do we have enough offense to keep up with Washington on Thursday? I'm going to say no. I hope I'm wrong. What's your thoughts?
I agree. Right now the Rangers just aren't scoring for some reason. I don't know if they're trying to overcompensate defensively. I can't really pinpoint it. I mean, for instance, today in today's game, that first period, they went like 10 minutes, I think it was, without a whistle, both going back and forth. So they showed that they can play at that level. But I do believe a lot of it has to do with experience. They have a lot of young kids on the team, and we've had it all year. It's nothing new, but these guys haven't played in a playoff chase. They haven't played when every single period, every single shift is so important. Now you got to go to Washington. Look at that lineup. Yeah. Look at that experience. You know, TJ Oshie, Backstrom, Ovechkin. It goes on and on. It really does. They have a lot of experience. They've been in this. They've won a Stanley Cup 2 years ago. So that's why I'm saying it's good and it's bad. It's good that the Rangers are getting all this experience. Everyone's going to feel real crummy if the Rangers fall apart in the last month of the season when they were so close. But it just shows you how hard it is to make the postseason. You know, everyone says the regular season is a joke. It's not in hockey. Look what's going on now. As bad as the Rangers have played, they're still only 4 points out of a playoff spot. It's right there because everyone now all of a sudden in the bottom of the standings is struggling. Carolina's struggling. The Islanders lost again tonight. They're struggling. Columbus hasn't been able to put together wins. They have more injuries than you can count. So still within grasp for the Rangers with 16 games. They still have games in hand. The opportunity is there. It's can they take advantage of it? Playing against teams that have something to play for. Nothing is resolved playoff-wise for a lot of these teams. So when you look at what is Washington going for, Washington's still playing hard. Washington's only 3 points ahead of Philadelphia for first place. So they have everything to play for. Pittsburgh, is 6 points behind first place, and they're 3 points behind second place. So they're playing hard for everything. So there are no easy games. Nothing's been decided, and it's going to be a really, really tough battle for the Rangers. And now you got the Florida Panthers chasing the Rangers. They're only a point behind the Rangers. They're only 5 points out of a playoff spot. We play Florida down the road. So there's nothing easy here. But I think I think they have the potential. I mean, you know, Zibanejad is playing great. Panarin's playing great. Howden's been playing really well. And then some of these other guys, Buchnevich is playing good. He's not scoring again, but he's still playing really good hockey. He doesn't seem like he's fully come back from the car accident. He just seems to be a step behind, but he'll battle through that. The fourth line's much improved since they brought Gauthier up. I like DiGiuseppe. They have the tools, Steve. It's just a matter of are they capable of putting another 8-9 game winning streak together against some really, really good quality hockey clubs, mainly of which are all in the playoffs or going to be in the playoffs.
All right, because I know in a couple of weeks we're going to really get into a wild card breakdown on where we stand in about 2 weeks when we have an off night. Because next week we got the Dallas Stars. We'll discuss that as that game is happening in Texas. Let me, cause you mentioned about Carolina. I'm going to go through a couple of teams that's ahead of us. Okay, so we can actually have a more of a complete assessment with what we're up against and what other teams are up against. So Carolina, I'm going to get to the other teams too. Carolina, they have coming up Philadelphia, not easy, at Philadelphia on top of that. They're at Philadelphia, mm-hmm. at the Islanders, at Pittsburgh, just the next three games alone. Matter of fact, they have Pittsburgh three times before the end of the season. They also got St. Louis at home. They got the Islanders twice, and they got Boston. So I'm going to say right now, they have just as tough as road as we do. Matter of fact, I think we can get through our road, then they can get through theirs, all right? If we go to the Islanders, right, we'll see who they have. I'm just talking about teams that are ahead of us. The Islanders, they lost to they lost big at home to the Canadiens. They still got to go on a road trip. They still haven't gone on their Western Canadian road trip yet. They haven't even gone to Edmonton, Vancouver, Calgary. You know how tough that is. And the end of their road trip is at Pittsburgh. That, you're talking about a crazy road schedule. They got to go at Vancouver, at Calgary, at Edmonton. And then when they fly back east, they don't even go back to New York. They got to stop at Pittsburgh and play a game.
Right.
That's tough. And then they got the Flames at home, which is, you know, that's hit or miss. Then they got to go back at Toronto. That's tough. And they got at Philadelphia. And, they got a battle with Columbus. That's tough. That road trip could probably bring them back to where we are. If we hold serve and they, like, stumble on that West Coast trip, which they possibly could, because those teams out there, Vancouver and Edmonton in particular, they're playing well. We're still in this, man. If I look at the Columbus Blue Jacket.
This is far from over, regardless. It's 16
right.
games. It's 32 points up for grabs. It's far from over. So no one should think, even though they're they hit this little this patch or whatever you want to call it, it's far from over. The Rangers got to do what they've done all year. Get back up on the horse and keep, you know, knock me down, get up and try again. And they're capable of doing it, and they've shown it. I mean, look, everyone has a very, very condensed conference schedule. If you look at all these teams playing and who they're playing against. So it's going to be whoever can survive at the end, whoever can do the best in these next 16, 17 hockey games. The Rangers right now, they have one game in hand on Columbus, so they lost the game in hand tonight on them. They played one more game than the Islanders right now. They played two more games than Carolina. Excuse me, I'm reading the whole wrong. I'm not sorry. Two more games in Carolina. So, you know, these are lost opportunities, these three games. But like you just said, Carolina's going to have to do the same battle. The Islanders still have a real tough schedule. So if the Rangers put their mind to it and get their shit together, they can still absolutely make the playoffs. This isn't like, oh, it was a lost weekend and we're done, start talking about next season. They're very far from it. But what you want to do is you want to start getting back in the win column. Because three losses in a row, the way the Rangers' schedule, upcoming schedule looks, could be five in a row in a blink of an eye. You know, you don't want to go into the Devil game losing four in a row on Saturday. Because no matter how bad the Devils are playing, they always give the Rangers fits. And the last thing you want to do is to lose four in a row at home before you have a three-game road trip. Because that is a lot of points to leave on the table. You know, you look back and you missed the playoffs. You missed the playoffs by 4 or 5 points, and you lost these four in a row at home. That's when, of course, you, granted, hard games, tough teams, but all year long the Rangers have found the ways to win. Tonight, they just couldn't get the puck in the net. They had their shots. They played fairly well. Granted, the third period was a little bit more on our side of the ice than we would have liked. But I got to tell you, they just got to keep battling. I mean, they outshot St. Louis 26-22, which haven't been outshooting teams for a while. They outshot St. Louis 12-6 in the third period. They just couldn't get their goal. I mean, the last 4 minutes, they were flying around. Sometimes it doesn't go in, and when that happens, you just got to deal with it. The downside to it is the Rangers didn't score an even strength goal tonight. That's where you like to see a little bit more on the offensive side. Because if they would have scored an even strength goal early in the game, maybe you're up 2-0, or maybe you get the 2-1 lead, and that changes the complexity of the game. But, you know, it's how this game played out. This game's over with now. Now you focus on Ovechkin and the Caps.
Right. And then I want to also Columbus' schedule, even though they did win tonight, I mean, they got to go on that Western Canadian trip, too. They got to go at, you know, they beat the Canucks tonight, but they got to go to Vancouver within a week, Calgary, Edmonton. They got Pittsburgh, of course, Washington. They got the Lightning. They got the Maple Leafs. So their schedule, they're at Boston as well. They have, I mean, all these teams have little tough schedules in their own little way as well. I just think, you know, we'll see how these teams – I'm really going to particularly look at these teams who are going to the Western Canada, because we had our struggles this year too going there. But those teams didn't – it's kind of like almost – in a weird way, I hate to say it, you may disagree, but we already took our lumps out there. You know, we already completed that shit. Those teams haven't. Two of those three teams have not. And that could – you know, correct. And they're not playing well at well. So we – you know – there's probably going to be some points left on the table because they haven't gone on that trip as well. Not as always lost. I mean, it sucks that, you know, we were riding the hot streak. The goalie, Shesterkin, was playing fantastic. I mean, he was playing playoff level hockey. I mean, going with Gorgiev, and I know we know Hank has his struggles, and he's not the same Hank. It is what it is. I know the fans, including me, I've gotten on both the goalies because some of the goaltending has been, you know, it wasn't the playoff quality goaltending that we need. But you're right, RP, it's a combination of the offense and the defense. You need it on both sides because during the streak we were getting it. Now you're kind of like, okay, it's not because Kreider is scoring, it's because of the little things he does, and you know, in the neutral zone, it's the thing, his hitting, his being the force, it's the game plan against. Well, you don't have to game plan against Kreider. You could make the Rangers, okay, now you can focus on Zibanejad, even though Zibanejad has been scoring up a tear or Panarin. I mean, it's easier to focus on those guys when you don't have to worry about Kreider. And it's just like the other Rangers on the roster, it doesn't matter if it's Gauthier or Jesper Fast, those guys are not going to kill you like a Kreider is going to kill you. You know, it made the Rangers' decision easier to extend them because when he's hot and the Rangers were playing hot hockey, they said, you know what, we're going to lock his down. We're going to come to an agreement on the years and the salary. You got to keep a guy like that around. So
I had no trouble with the signing. I mean, the injury was a freak injury. But you want to know something? Everybody goes through injuries. And it's never a good time for an injury. And you're right what you were saying about Columbus. Now, they're going to go out on this Western Coast trip tomorrow and play those games. But the one thing that's different is they got the 4-point lead over us. So the Rangers have to find ways to win. Because they've been lucky. In their three-game losing streak, Columbus only won once. So we were 2 points behind them. Now we're 4 points behind them. So even though we've dropped three in a row, Columbus has only won once in this last 4 days of NHL hockey. But, you know, something, if Columbus goes out there and they play up against a flat Calgary Flame team or a flat Vancouver Canucks team, I don't want to say the Oilers because right now Dreisaitl and McDavid are just off the charts playing incredible. So if I had to choose, I wouldn't think that's the game that they're gonna get a win out of. But not that it couldn't happen. But what I'm trying to say is, as much as it's time for other teams to take their lumps, right now we're taking our lumps again. The Rangers have to flip this. The Rangers have to keep the pressure on the other teams to keep winning. If they keep losing and Columbus loses, they're like, all right, well, we didn't gain more ground, but we still got a 4-point lead, and the Rangers just dropped three in a row. It's making their job easier. If you want to, you want to keep them on their heels, the only way the Rangers can keep the Blue Jackets, the Islanders, even Carolina really looking over their shoulder, if they keep winning games. And we had said this. That was a great run they had. They won 9 in a row on the road. They won 5 in a row overall. You're not going to win every game, and that's understandable. But you also can't really afford to be dropping 3 games in a row right now. It's just 6 lost points. So the Rangers are going to have to find a way to come out with 2 points against the Capitals. I mean, I would guess between the Capitals and the Devils, I'd like to see them get 3 out of 4 points at the worst. You really mm-hmm. like to get both points. But then again, like we're saying, you're just not going to win every game. Every game is so hard right now. When you look at the Rangers' schedule, try to pick, okay, they should get a win here, they should get a win here. There aren't a lot of them. There really aren't. I mean, if I had to look at the next 2 games, the Washington, the Caps and the Devils, I'd say you got to beat the Devils. Without a doubt, you have to get 2 against New Jersey. And then what happens with next week? Dallas, Colorado, and Arizona. We're saying we should at least get 2 points out of Arizona. That's only 4 points out of 5 games. It's not enough. So right off the bat, the Rangers are going to have to be playing that outstanding, off-the-hook kind of hockey. I thought Gorgiev played really well tonight. I really did. And the other note, I think putting Lundqvist in against the Flyer game was not the greatest move if you weren't going to put him in tonight regardless of the Flyer game. You can't not play any goalie. Forget Lundqvist. Guy hasn't played in 30 days. What did they expect him to do in his first hockey game back? Expect him to look rusty. You expect him his rebounds to be off. You expect him not to be strong in net on Deeks and a guy that's been playing all season. And all those 3 of those scenarios happened. The Rangers were horrible on special teams, which didn't help the Lundqvist situation. It didn't help Hank at all. 2 power play goals against and a shorthanded goal against. So if you were doing that and then you weren't planning on starting him tonight, I really don't understand what the purpose was. So now Gorgiev lost tonight, so you're going to put Hank in against Ovechkin? It really doesn't make sense. So I think they have to figure out what they're going to do here, assuming Shesterkin will be back to the end of the month. If you're going to start alternating the goaltenders or playing them when they're hot, then you got to get Lundqvist in some games so he can find his game again. I mean, everyone knows that he can. Right. It's hard to say. I don't feel bad for Lundqvist. Don't take this the wrong way, Steve. He's pocketing $8.5 million this year, $8.5 million next year, if he doesn't get bought out or whatever. I do feel bad with the way, out of sort of a blink, once Shesterkin got called up, that he got pushed to the back. I didn't think he was playing that bad at the time for that. Now you need him, but you're not going to give him any opportunity to get sharp and goal. It doesn't happen in practice. You have to give him 2 games in a row, wins or losses, to find his game and get hot. He should have started tonight. Regardless, and especially after what Quinn said after the last game, how he thought he played well, how he thought the team hung him out to dry on a lot of that. Well, if that was the case, you should have started him tonight. So I don't see what they're doing, and I think that's going to have an effect on the team because Shesterkin isn't a number one goalie yet and isn't used to a real heavy workload. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting where they go the next week goaltending-wise.
Right. It's going to be real interesting. We got to definitely keep close to Cavs to that. You got to play that closely, man, and just to keep pace with the teams that's ahead of us. Going back to these lines, RP, man, I mean, just the alternatives, do you – because you know, I really believe we had the hottest front top six at one point when during the streak, especially on the road winning those games. I mean, everybody was playing fantastic, and guys were coming along, Bruce Nevis, before the car accident and stuff like that. The bottom six – is there anything you would like to do as far as Lemieux, anything as far as if you want to move guys between the third line? If I know you said guys going in and out of Hartford and you do your recalls, Vinny Lettieri, who's having a good campaign in the AHL. What do you want to see out of the bottom six as far as during the streak? I mean, not during the streak, during the rest of this season, the way they were playing. You got to play more cautious. You want to play more with – because the bottom six team, to me,
not cautious. I don't think the bottom six is bad. I mean, listen, when they put Hedo Howden and Kako line together, it has been clicking for a while. I mean, look, if they keep the other team out of our own end and they don't score, they've done their job. They get scoring opportunities.
Right.
They get any chances. I mean, the Lemieux-McKay-Gauthier line, McKay has been playing good. I don't think he's had a great season. He hasn't had a postseason. He's a third or fourth line center. He got a huge opportunity playing with the Rangers this season. I think if you brought up a Vinny Leterrier, you probably would wind up sitting McKay and moving Eagle or Howden to the fourth line center and putting Leterrier in at a wing. Or I would really like to see Kako playing up with Mika and Buchnevich. Or if not Kako, I think Gauthier's been playing with a little bit more fire than DiGiuseppe. It's not to say DiGiuseppe's playing bad. He's not. Just right now, even tonight, Gauthier had a lot of scoring opportunities. He's a shooter, but tonight he overthought a lot of his plays and didn't get the shot. But he seems to be right now. I think Quinn is going to have to change lines a little bit, which we always say you shouldn't do when you need the chemistry. But I think it's really hard to replace Kreider without breaking up your entire lineup. I mean, he could put Panarin and Zibanejad on the same line. You know, he could easily – let's look at it the other way. If he's really looking for a lot of offense, he could have moved Panarin up to the first line and dropped DiGiuseppe down. I mean, they've done that a couple of times. And that line would be on fire. But I think he's trying to keep the lines equally balanced as he can, which is the right attitude. Problem with the bottom six of the Rangers, I think the fourth line's has looked the best that it has all season. It looks much better than when Smith, McKay, and Haley were fourth line. I have no trouble with the fourth line. I like the way Lemieux's playing. I would like him to see get Lemieux a little bit more ice time, but I got to tell you, it's kind of hard. Where would you put him? If you're not going to break up the Hedo Howden Kako line, you really can't move Lemieux up to the second or the first line. So he's kind of stuck down there. I don't think any of the three guys on the third line deserve to be dropped down because they're all playing well. So his line combos are what they are. He said he was going to alternate the wing position in the left wing position, replacing replacing Kreider with DiGiuseppe. So maybe next game he moves him down and moves Gauthier over to the left side and he puts Kako up on the right. I don't know. That would be the only thing I would start with.
Sure.
I think without Kreider, you're an offensive winger short. You're not going to replace a Chris Kreider. You really need a power forward up there. You need someone that can skate fast and keep up with both Gauthier and Zibanejad and can put the puck in the net because that left winger gets a lot of scoring opportunities. Look at the season Kreider's having. So you need a finisher up there, too. That's why I might give Gauthier a shot up there next game. I really like his game.
Indeed. That definitely answers that question. It's one of those things, man. You kind of have to roll with what you got for the most part and just see how you can muscle it. Maybe it's the opponent, but the opponent doesn't get any easier on Thursday. Then you have the Devils.
No,
you don't want to sleep on that opponent. And then you get on the road, like you said, with the back-to-back.
It's hard.
It's one
hard.
Of those things, man. It's going to be hard.
Everyone knew it.
Difficult.
Even if the Rangers would have split with Philadelphia, let's say. Just hypothetically, if the Rangers would have won the last two out of three games, the upcoming schedule is incredibly hard. It doesn't change It would have been nice to have been in a playoff spot. I don't know how long they would have held it, other circumstances, but it doesn't change the fact of what their next 16 games are. It's going to be some tough hockey. There's no way to go around it. You don't have your number one goalie. You don't have Kreider. It's hard to lose two top-tier players on your team. There's a reason why Kreider signed that contract, and there's a reason why Zibanejad got 33 goals or whatever it is this year. A lot of it has to do with Ireland, the play, and the hard work of Kreider. And you're right. When Shesterkin is in goal, the team plays differently. They have an enormous amount of confidence when he's in it. Reminds me very much, I said it before, when Lundqvist started his career. An enormous amount of confidence. They're willing to take more chances because they know the guy behind them is going to stop 95% of the shots that come at him. And that gives you more confidence to try to do more things offensively with the puck. So it just changed the whole mindset. It came at a real bad time, and there's nothing you could do about it but play through it. But the Rangers have to find a way to get wins now. This three-game losing streak can't turn into four or five. You just can't leave 10
sure
points
can.
On the table right now.
That is a fact, man. That is a fact. I don't have anything else to add. Anything else you want to add from around the league, RP? I think
no,
it's kind of – yeah, nothing's really different for as far as what the teams have done in both conferences. Except for Vegas. The Vegas Golden Knights have been very
good. I was
going to
say that,
well,
yeah.
They played really well. Yeah. What's your thoughts on
really
that?
They've been
playing
really well.
You're saying –
No, it's about just about what I was going to say. Vegas is a team that is starting to light it up again. They're starting to play well. Always a dangerous
that
team.
Trade.
You know, if you're going to – that trade, yeah. I like Lettner going over there. I like the defenseman from the Kings going over there.
Martinez, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Martinez, thank you. So I think they made the right moves at the right time. They're getting hot at the right time. Should be a lot of fun to watch.
All right, now, your final thoughts, RP, on this game, three in a row, the Rangers lost. I don't even want to dismiss that, the fact that we had a very good win on Thursday in Montreal. I hate the fact that we're focusing more on Philadelphia and St. Louis because those are the more recent games, but that win in Montreal, that should not be taken lightly. You know, we dominated later half in that game.
Absolutely. I don't think the month of February should be forgotten. Guys, they played 14 games in February, and they won 11 of them. I think it was the second most or the most wins ever in the month. They had an incredible month. They had such a good month that now losing's a problem again. You know what I'm saying, Steve? They had such a good month.
Yeah.
They picked up all those points. Now everyone feels like they are a playoff team. And, oh, now we lost three in a row. Now it's like meltdown and rages down, and that's not what it is. It's not what it is. Opponent, it's the injuries, it's the youth, it's the youngest team in the league. There's a lot of factors going into each of these games, and I'm not saying them as excuses, but facts are facts. You know, I always say it in football, when your first string quarterback gets hurt, there's a reason why your guy's a second or third string QB. There's a reason why he's not the number one quarterback. There's a huge difference from first to second to third. In hockey, when you lose your number one goaltender, and even though you got Lundqvist back there and Gorgiev, it's a team sport where the mentality is just different. And then you lose a Kreider, and you got a guy like Strome that all of a sudden is slumping a little bit. Buchnevich hasn't really stepped back from the car accident. He looks a little bit off. And all of a sudden, all those good things that were happening because of what happened in that week span last week, now the bad side has come out a little bit. The problems have come back that were there. Not defensively, and not nearly as bad as they were 3 months ago, but still things they need to improve on. Still things they're going to need to get better with. So everyone's just got to be patient with it. There's a long way to go here. 16 games is a lot of hockey. 32 points. The Rangers just need to get their fair share to get in.
All right. Final thoughts from you, Ranger Pride. Any articles, man? Any topics coming down the pike, man?
No, you want to know something, guys? The writing's been a little off. I've been a little busy running around and all and this and that. I wrote something earlier about – I wrote something yesterday, I think, that came out about just what we were saying now, how hard it is to make the playoffs. It was a real basic piece, a little bit of an opinionated piece, just how hard it is to get there. You know, You were 2 points away, Steve. We were grabbing at it. We were right. You had a hand on the window, on the doorway to push it open and step in, and then you get knocked down three in a row. So it is what it is. But, you know, keep supporting and retweeting and sharing all that stuff on Ranger Proud on Facebook and on Twitter, and keep an eye out on my pages on Elite Sports. We're going to keep banging those articles out and keep everyone up to date as much as we can, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, RP, we'll be back next Tuesday. We're going to have a live look in versus the Stars, where we got the game in Texas. So we'll see how where we at after the Washington game, the New Jersey game, and of course, that's going to be a tough game.
Environment,
I've been to a game. I've been to a Rangers. What year was that? Was that 14 or 15? About, I think it was 15. Rangers versus Stars. We won that game 3-2. At Dallas, definitely a fun environment out there at American Airlines Arena in Dallas. RP, Sandre Asu, we'll be back next Tuesday. We'll discuss it, man. We'll see where we're at with the squad, and we'll see how these other teams did on the road trips too. The Islanders, the Islanders, the Blue Jackets, and
Columbus
is So we'll get to those, man. Sandre Asu, ladies and gentlemen, bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.